This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I always love to have a word. Forum headline today, Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, is with dignity. Pipeline camp evacuation goes fairly peacefully. So their word is the dignity. Bismarck Tribune, camp becomes history. They focus on the Ochetis camp ending with ceremony and fire. Protest camp sees final act. That's their word. You know, when I look at what could have happened and compare it to what did happen, the word I would use is miracle. You know, a lot of you called yesterday and said, I'm praying. And it looks like divine intervention because tensions were high. And trust me, when you spend a lot of time building up on, you know, the law enforcement side, there's adrenaline and there's momentum, and honestly, everybody's tired of this. They want it to end. And trust me, the good men and women of the law enforcement and National Guard that are there could end this in seconds. Okay? They are being very restrained, very respectful, going out of their way. Even as the camp yesterday was, you know, before the lead up till 2 o'clock, you know, saying, well, can we have a little more time? We want to do a ceremony. We want to do a, you know, all of which could have been done before the 2 p.m. thing. So, and they easily could have said no. And, you know, it continued to go a little bit. When the sun set last night, there were about 50 individuals that remained. That's what my sources tell me. About 50 that remained in the camp. They moved up to a little bit of higher ground. And there's a few sort of spin-off camps among the 50, but for the most part, they're clustered pretty much together. Law enforcement is back down on the scene now. We will have some reports from down there. I honestly don't anticipate, you know, any one kind of let's go get the last 50 out of there and pull them out. It could happen depending on, you know, what kind of action they do. But my guess is, you know, they're a few here, a few there, until they're finally gone over a couple of days, would be my guess. And there are options and things that law enforcement can do. They're ready. They're there. But it could have been much worse than it was. And I really think that was, you know, a good way to do it. The number was about 400 on Tuesday evening. And so the number now in that camp is about 50. Now, the one thing I would tell you is this doesn't mean it's over, sadly, because there's a new problem from this. Where did everybody go? Some did indeed leave. Only a handful took advantage of those amnesty buses we talked about yesterday, where they got the meal in the hotel room and the bus ride somewhere else, which, by the way, as Governor Burgum pointed out last night at the press briefing, is a lot less costly than throwing somebody in jail. Now, they're not punished, but many of them have been punished by being put in jail and come back out and just do the same thing again. So I still think that was a good idea, both for the fact that it clears out the camp so you can find out who the really bad ones are and focus on them. They use these people as cover. They're like the Taliban's what they do. So they're now gone. And also the optic of it. And all this national media here, many of whom have previously just taken whatever the Native American protest groups wanted them to say about them, like this Cal Perry from NBC, who we have on tape, saying to a handler, how'd I do? After he had that ridiculous story about a buffalo floating down the river and the, you know, the handler had to go, well, we don't, there are no buffalo here. Otherwise, how'd I do? You know, that's a national news organization, ladies and gentlemen. National news organization. That's how they operate. So what will happen now is some of those people who have left the camp will go over to Sacred Stone and other camps. There are a few camps, mini camps, popping up all on Native land. very different law enforcement capabilities responding to it. It becomes entirely a federal problem. So that's why you heard Senator Hoban last night, who was there to address additional resources after this, talk about that. And we pressed him on that yesterday as well. Where's the federal forces? Why are they not here? There was a dispute on Corland whose problem this was. They decided to leave it to this compact and the local law enforcement. That won't happen, can't happen when it's on federal land. So that's where it goes now. You know, it's not today, but I do sense this after spending the week in and around the camp the night before the event, and I'll tell you, that's a dark place. Less so today, but a lot of bad has happened there. But that has spread like an infection throughout the Bismarck-Mandan region. I'm thinking of what people have had to endure with this in their backyard, as farmers and ranchers. I'm thinking about, I was at an event for Real Presence Radio, a Catholic radio network, with some friends of mine on Monday night. And the entire event was, not from the stage, I'm saying, but when you talk to people, that's all anybody talks about. So, whatever it is, you're going to your kids' games, or I'm going to a fundraiser for a media organization, whatever you're going to do, it's all anybody talks about. It wears on you. It gets old. So at some point, I think we're going to have a conversation about just how do you heal all this? How do you just turn down the temperature? It's not today. It's not yet. It's not over. But I'm sensing we're all weary. We really are. We're very, very weary from 197 days of this long North Dakota nightmare. Jonathan Thompson will join us a little later on in the program. He is the executive director of the National Sheriff's Association, who helped local officials here utilize this compact to be able to get law enforcement assets in here. This is happening more and more, as the governor said, and it's a problem. We're going to talk with Jonathan about that. We're also going to talk about the next steps. He's met recently with Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general, so he'll join us on the program today. I will also talk with Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. Jerome Richter as well, Vice President of Public Affairs at the University of Mary. We had a longer conversation planned for them for the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to shorten that a little bit today given the news events of everything happening, but we are going to have them on for a few minutes to tell you about a big event coming in March to the University of Mary. George Weigel is coming to the campus, and he is just an extraordinary author, scholar, and I look forward to that. And also, just get an update on Fieldhouse opening and the next steps on 2030. There's so much going on there. And they just announced they're doing pretty well on their goal to raise a whole lot of bucks. The person that leads that effort to raise the bucks happens to be Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's also going to join us today because the other big story of the day, and some of the national media have left the camp and headed for Fargo for a town hall meeting. Now, why would they do that, for crying out loud? Why in the world would they do that? Well, we'll tell you why coming up, and Congressman Cramer will be here to talk about it. Let's get to the calls at 800-228-0550. I want your take on what's happening and what has happened, what happened last night. Please tell us, and who better to start than Addie, the one and only Addie from Standing Rock, who's provided great commentary on this program throughout this entire ordeal. Welcome back, Addie. I understand you've had some health challenges. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I've been very ill. I thought I was going to exit out, but the Lord's gotten me here to help out. And
you have more to do. You have more to do, Addie, and that's the important thing. Give me your best minute on what you've seen unfold here in the last 48 hours, and what's going on with the camps.
Well, what's happening is the people need to realize that you've got this shadow government. Excuse my throat. The shadow government is involved. That means that the Council of 300 are ruling this the world, and they've chosen Standing Rock as a beta testing. As you stated, that people are sick of it. That's what the shadow government wants to do, is to have people to go against each others to bring division. And you've got these individuals. Most of them are non-natives, and they are Toro spade. They're getting $395 a day to cause riot, and this is what the law enforcement is dealing with right now. They need to be rounded up and arrested. I can't understand. Obama has just signed his own executive order. An NDAA is called the National Defense Authorization. He had signed it into executive order back in 2012, and just before this Christmas, he turned it signed it into law. And what happens is these people can be arrested under this NDAA for eco-terrorist acts, and they are denied access to attorneys and the court system.
Addie, hang on one sec. We'll talk to you during the break, see if we can schedule a time for you to join us a little later on as well.
We want
to
know hang what's
tight.
On your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Today by PetroServe USA, the good folks that help America fuel better. That's right. Fuel better. You get it? Yeah, you got it. Anyway, I love to fill up myself, not only the tank, but also that 4-for-4 special hot stuff personal pan pizza. Those delicious cookies. They're really good. Two of those. And a 20-ounce drink, all for $4. Four items, $4. I also have the Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5 going right now. A good special. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Addie is going to join us again next hour. Her voice, as you could hear, is struggling, and so we're going to have her come next week. Next hour. So she'll join us at the top of the next hour. We'll continue the conversation. Fascinating about what she's talking about, how the governance, of the tribe has been overtaken by this other group. I want to find out more about that from her. She is an enrolled member of Standing Rock and been a very, very, very powerful voice through this whole thing. More of your calls, questions, and comments in a moment. We want to get Congressman Kramer in here to talk about an event that's happening today because there is breaking news. Have you heard this? In fact, look at that on the screen. Fox News Channel is talking about it right now. Breaking news on the town halls.
Listen. Fierce debate and bitter protests breaking out at town halls all across the country. Welcome to a brand new hour of America's Newsroom. I'm Shannon Bremen from Martha McCallum. They had their wheeze.
No yelling around here, right? Shannon, good morning to you. I'm Bill Hemmer. Good morning. Emotions running high as Republican leaders face the music from the crowds in their hometowns like this. So those voters demanding answers in a movement reminiscent of the Tea Party push we saw years ago against Democrats and President Obama and Obamacare. Senator Tom Cotton in Arkansas making headlines with this exchange in his home state.
I can tell you, 3 members of my family, including me, that would be dead, and homeless if it was not for ACA.
Well, Ed Henry has more on this now. Ed, good morning to you. You know, a lot of these protests have not had a sense of cohesion. Do these or not?
Well, we are seeing some cohesion on it being about Obamacare, or as you heard that woman there say, ACA, as in the Affordable Care Act. The president and his allies have been calling this the Unaffordable Care Act. He suggested that at that big news conference at the White House last week. I think the big question is going to be, what do Republicans at these town halls and the president do about it moving forward? Do they dismiss this, or do they take this into account and show that people are still angry? People were angry on the other side of all of this, and that's why they, in part, elected Donald Trump in the first place. Now Republicans have to pay attention to this because there was a lot of heat on Tom Cotton on the issue of Obamacare. Watch.
Everyone in this room has been hurt or helped.
I have been helped. I have only been helped. Obamacare saved my life, Senator.
Nobody here has not been affected by Obamacare.
Yes, because it saved my life, Senator.
You can hear that woman saying, it saved my life. And let's not forget that President Trump at that news conference last week said he is going to have a plan on the table, not just to repeal, but to replace Obamacare by mid-March. So that is obviously a sign that he's listening to some of this.
All right. Sorry to take so much of that, but I thought it was interesting to give you a little flavor of how this is being covered nationally. We understand there'll be national media today at Congressman Kevin Cramer's town hall as well. A group called Indivisible ND, made up of a bunch of Nancy Pelosi fans, staffers from Congress have been asking for these around the country, and they, of course, have a very close connection to national media, so they bring them in there. And Congressman Kramer joins us now to give us a little preview of what he expects at today's town hall meeting. What did you make of that report, Congressman?
Well, I know Tom Cotton pretty well. I served with him in the House. I'm anxious to see him again. Sounds like he had quite a mob scene going on there, but I think what's interesting about it, Scott, is, as you pointed to, the group that's pushing for people to come to my coffee with Kramer today, I think it's important for people to know the reason I'm having coffee with Kramer in Fargo today is because that group invited me to do it. And I think that's significant because I actually enjoy the interaction with people. I don't require people to agree with me to interact with me. In fact, I learn a lot from people who don't agree with me. And I also expect that from people from North Dakotans, much better manners than what we're seeing in some of the staged angry mobs. I don't expect an angry mob in Fargo, and I expect that NBC will be deeply disappointed if they're expecting to hear an angry mob. And if they do, I'm not, you know, it doesn't bother me if they want to do that sort of thing, but I don't think it would be very productive, and I'm expecting a more productive town hall today. I think the other thing, Scott, that's important for me is this isn't my first one. You know, I hold more town halls than any other member of Congress. I hold a lot of face-to-face town halls. In fact, in Cass County alone, I think I had three of them last year. So, you know, people have this opportunity with me a lot, several different hours of the day, several different days of the year. So I don't think that there shouldn't be that sort of pent-up anger, if you will, with me. And if there is, it's certainly not for lack of opportunity for people.
Sean Spicer was asked about this yesterday at the podium at the White House at the daily briefing with reporters. And here's what he had to say about it. And then, interestingly enough, Robert Gibbs asked a similar question about it during the Obama administration. Listen to this.
I think some people are clearly upset, but there is a bit of professional protester manufactured base in there.
I think what you've seen is they've bragged about manufacturing to some degree that anger.
So, you know, what the left is saying is essentially, that Tea Party was fake, and now, you know, what we're saying is that's fake. What's your take? Is this a sort of well-organized professional effort? I mean, when I see NBC News coming in for the event, I think, come on, something's going on here.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, in Indivisible NB, the name tells you it's a part of the Indivisible organization nationwide, which printed a handbook, which anybody can find. If you do a quick Google of Indivisible, you'll probably find the PDF of that handbook you can print out, written by former Democratic congressional staffers who tell you how to get under Congress's skin, how to disrupt their offices, how to, you know, disrupt their staffs. And Scott, what I would say is whether organic, whether planned, or whether facilitated by professionals to facilitate organizing people's organic anger, all of it's okay. In other words, I don't think it delegitimizes a person's concerns to be part of an organized effort. And if that organized effort is a town hall, you know, protest, if that organized effort is a march, or that organized effort is a Tea Party event, it's okay that it's organized by somebody. It doesn't diminish somebody's expression or their feelings or their right to have them. So I want
you're a statesman. We're all Americans, but good point, I guess. That's kind of the process and doesn't matter. This will be at the place called Beam's Coffee Bar off Veterans Boulevard, 5675 26th Avenue South, Fargo, 1 o'clock today. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Scotty.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now,
find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love a little ABBA. Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Nothing like a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I love it, love it, love it. Have you heard about our new deal? A few extra goodies in there, like the free shipping on orders over $100. It's a good deal. You call 800-506-9028, special number. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, to take advantage of the four-pack special. We call it the Mike four-pack special. You get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Great deal. Love them. Absolutely love them. Everything's better with good sleep. Nothing more important to your health than your sleep. So remember that, MyPillow. Let's see, texter here says, Congressman Kramer needs to ensure that actual North Dakota residents are at that town hall, not Minnesota liberal activists bust in. Yeah, you can't be sure. I don't know how you'd do that. I mean, obviously, as a congressman from North Dakota, he wants to answer questions of his constituents and help his constituents. And I thought he very tactfully today said, I don't care if they're organized or part of some group or whatever, just let's come have a conversation. Their tactics won't work. If you look at Invisible ND's website, they give out tips on what you're supposed to do in those town hall meetings, like never give the mic back and all kinds of not very North Dakota nice things. So there ought to be some rules. But anyway, good point on the Minnesota thing. We'll pass it along to Congressman Kramer. I'm not sure how you'd do that. Fake news and fake protests, says another texter. Democrats are a nothing party now, unemployed bums. It's hard to point to what really is a shining star of the Democratic Party right now. You're right. You're absolutely right. The fake protest is all they've got. And some really just strange ways to go. But I don't know, but if I'm a conservative and I see the opposition, I hope the opposition doesn't do anything different because it's not effective. It's not working. And I am a conservative, and I don't think it's being effective. We're waiting for Jonathan Thompson from the National Sheriff's Association. Take some more calls while we're waiting here. Trenton, on the road, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Tell me, what's on your mind?
Great show. It's the highlight of my day. I love listening to you every day. And I'm not really down with the deal of Burgum giving them bus tickets and paying for the protesters to leave. I think he should back up and read the children's book, give a mouse a cookie, because then the mouse wants a glass of milk and everything else. I think it's setting a dangerous precedent that more people that come are going to start doing ridiculous stuff and expecting the state to help them out. I think they should get here the same way they got here, whether it's an Amtrak or whatever else. They sure had means to get here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear you, Trenton. But I will tell you this. I think the idea wasn't to be nice to protesters. That wasn't why they were doing it. They weren't doing it. They were recognizing that there was an element within the camp that was, the term I'd use is lost souls. I don't know what the official term would be. You know what I mean? That have no money, have nowhere to go, no, that's sort of just a, you know, sucked into this, okay? So you can put them in the jail, and maybe they get out, maybe they don't. You know, early on, there was an organized effort to get everybody out of jail that got arrested in these protests. And interestingly enough, there were questions asked yesterday throughout the day by protesters overheard by sources of mine saying, is there anybody paying? Who pays? Do we have enough money? Who's going to, what about the bail? Like, a lot of the infrastructure that has been supporting all of this has gone away. So now they have a new situation there where they don't know. So my point is, 14 people took advantage of this. And while there was some cost there, the cost ultimately will be borne by the federal government or other entities. So you just add it to the tab. It's not like the state's just throwing away money. And you did two things. These numbers don't really help, but it told us there's not much of that element left in the camp. It's the serious folks. So it helped you, determine how many were there. That was about 14 that got on it. But the plan could have peeled more away, and then you get rid of that core. And that's really what's happened. I mean, you get down to the core that's left. You get rid of the riffraff, for lack of a better term, and you get to the really core agitators who are using this riffraff to, I don't like calling human beings riffraff. So by that, I just mean how they operate. Okay. So the core now is exposed. Everybody else can see where they are because you got rid of everybody else. That's one. Two, most of the national media came here yesterday to show a bunch of militarized police, evil North Dakota heathens picking on these poor, peaceful protesters. That's the narrative that has been written by the national media, proving fake news is alive and well here and everywhere, okay? Because the truth and the reality are very far apart, and the truth is not on the evening news. Truth isn't on KFIRE TV. Truth isn't on, obviously any of the social media sites, but much of the national media as well. NBC News. NBC News! This goofball that I heard on tape asking a handler, hey, was that okay? So you gave a different optic. Really hard to say what a bunch of, you know, thugs and creeps and awful people they are. They're saying, last chance, last chance. So I think it's a pretty good optic. I know what you're saying, and it's not wrong to feel like you're feeling, wait a minute, why in the world are we coddling these protesters? I think it wasn't that. I think it was a tactic. Does that make any sense, Trenton?
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. And I tell you, I'll just leave on one comment. I think that all the people in North Dakota, and I know that, you know, nationwide people get views askew from the media and everything else, but the people in North Dakota need to remember who it was that went to the White House and who it was that went to the UN and invited all these kooks up here. They need to remember that, because that's the person that should be responsible for sure.
Who, out of everybody else. Who would that be?
Archambault. He went to the White House. He went to the, when this first started, before the state was able to get a handle on it with Dalrymple and everything, he went to the White House and he went to the UN, which is funny to me, because if you want to be a sovereign nation and you claim you are, you know, that's all fine. But then why are you asking for outside people, outside of governments or whatever, pleading with them to, oh, send people to help us? Well, he got what he asked for. He got a bunch of freaking leftist weirdo kooks that ain't got nothing better to do but go around, that they come out of the mom and dad's basement so they can come down there and get paid and make a big ruckus. It's ridiculous.
Okay, let's connect. Don't go away, Trent, because you're exactly right. That was the clarion call. Worldwide, international, lighting the match, come in. Then he got an assist. We got it. We have to, you know, there's an MVP if we're talking about the most valuable player in owning what has become the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. But you get, you know, every good general's got to have a lieutenant, right? So the VP to the press here is none other than, in my mind, President Barack Obama, because President Obama, who had someone working for him that I hope you know this, Trent, happened to be the sister of Chairman Dave Archambault and was the longest-serving policy advisor of the entire Obama administration. And don't forget, President Obama visited one reservation in his entire time as president, and it was what reservation? Ding, ding, ding. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And who was it? What administration bought the time with all the, I mean, guerrilla tactics that should not be used by a government that were used against the Dakota Access Pipeline to delay, 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 then yank the permit? And if Hillary Clinton had been elected president of the United States, they would have shut down a lawfully cited project, a company that invested $4 billion, did everything right, followed every rule, and received this kind of treatment. And look at the harm that is done to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe people. Look at the harm that is done to relations with the Native American community and other communities as well. Look at the harm that's done economically. Look what it's done to the new story out the other day about the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Casino, which is the Prairie Nights Casino. Huge losses. Huge losses. Losses to, of course, the ranchers in the area. I mean, you get what I'm saying? All that ripple effect. And you're right. You're right to remind us. Let's go back, because Dave Archambault sort of slinked off into the night now to say, hey, protesters leave. But he owns this. He started it. And President Obama does as well. And I'm telling you, they will not put me into the ground until I've gotten to the bottom of every single layer of how this thing came to be, who funded it, who's behind it, how they paid protesters, all of it. Because if we don't, this is the new normal. This is what they'll do with every energy project here and everywhere else. So we need to take it on and expose it. So, folks, I know you're weary. I know you should be. I am too. But we cannot give up this fight. It's not done. It's winding down. But there's a much larger fight that we have to get to the bottom of. Agree or disagree, Trenton?
Yes, I agree for sure. And just like you say, it's like an onion. The more you peel it back, the more it's going to stink. And it stinks to high heaven. Just like you say, Obama was an organizer before he was ever even president. That's what he done, is foment these insurrections with all these yeehaws. And what's funny to me is they stand around, you see them on TV, they'll find three or four people, oh, not my president, not my president. Well, they're doing the same thing as Standing Rock, well, at the camp down there. You know, they're doing the same thing. Oh, stop it. Well, you know what? The boring machine's still boring, and when you wake up, it's still going to be, and you can sit there and say, not my president all day, but guess what? When you wake up, he still is. And I feel that it's ridiculous that these people are preying on the minds of people and their lies. I mean, if you look, I know that you've seen them and probably a lot of your listeners, but some of the YouTube videos are ridiculous. It's like, oh, I've got a cell phone now. I'm a journalist. And it's a one-sided, it's a whole one-sided deal. It's been that way since it started, you know, and I hope it gets cleared out. I don't want to see any law enforcement or any of the people down there get hurt or anything. But like you say, you've got hardcore troops down there that's all they do. That's all they've ever done. And, you know, to me, it's no different than some of the colleges and whatever. You might as well. It's the same as terrorists sending somebody to a training camp to learn how to kill people and everything else. They're doing the same thing, except they're in colleges and stuff. They're teaching these people how to foment insurrection and what to, like I say, what to
say. You couldn't be more right. You couldn't be more right. That's exactly what's going on. You nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Trenton, we need to get you your own show. But call again. Glad we're the highlight of your day. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Calls, text, welcome.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. That's right, folks. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley, and Tioga locations Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill your cup. for free. Learn more about this premier oil field services company in Western North Dakota and find out about MBI's openings now for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, for oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and for water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser discussing what electricity is and what causes electric shock.
Electricity is a closed circuit. It comes into your house via the meter, it goes into your electrical panel, and it distributes from the circuit breakers into the wiring, into your outlet, and then you plug into it. Electric shock means you come into contact somewhere along that path. You come into contact with either a damaged cord, a damaged outlet, and you're part of that path. You're part of that circuit. It's not intentional, and bad things happen. And the shock, the severity of the shock depends upon the amount of current and the time exposed to that current. So none of that's any good, and you want to prevent that.
Go to www.ndsc.org to register for an electrical safety training, including high voltage, low voltage, or electrical hazard awareness. That's ndsc.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Clean, beautiful, cool. And we have a lot of it in the great state of North Dakota. I use that term now because Donald Trump said it recently, reminding me how glad I am that he is president of the United States, not Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton were president of the United States, we'd probably be hearing about what? Let's say spanned Obamacare. Let's find other areas where it's worked so good. You know, let's double down on our war on coal. But no, we're hearing about clean, beautiful coal. And it is clean, beautiful coal. And getting cleaner all the time thanks to technology and research and development that they literally have things on the drawing board that are near zero emission technology. All of that to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. And it's oh so important in North Dakota. It's impossible to overstate it. $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers, about 15,000 good paying jobs. Find out more at a Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Their website is secureenergyfuture.org. Tell them Scott sent you. 10 before the top of the hour. Rocky in Tioga. Mike in Bismarck waiting to weigh in here. Who's first? Mike, lay it on me. What's on your mind? Mike's first. Rocky's on deck. And then Jim, the flagpole guy, ladies and gentlemen. Your call's behind him at 258-0550. 258-0550. Text Todd 226-8503. Or me at 367-2054. Now you ready, Mike? Can you hear me?
Yes, Scott. Thank you for you and the program that you have. Scott, this is what's on my mind for this morning, and I'm very, very disappointed in the Bismarck Tribune, how they advertised the front page. We all know what's going on at the protest and down there. And they have to put it on the front page with the American flag desecrated, and then some stoops with masks and so forth. I hope they get that law in. Now, I was in the Korean conflict, and I went to fight for that flag, and I don't appreciate the way the Tribune advertised that on the front page. It's upside down.
And they're also I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We all know what's going on. We don't need that on the front page. They should have put on the front page the donations, the pile of food that was being wasted and taken out of there, which should have been done to the starving, and they should have advertised who was donating, the people that and companies that were donating to that food so that we can stay away from them type of companies. I'm very disappointed in the Tribune, and I think I'm going to drop my subscription.
No, I don't blame you. Camp becomes history, their headline today, and Oshetti's camp ends with ceremony fire. It didn't end. It's still going. We got law enforcement in harm's way right now. We got 50 of some criminal elements within the Native American community down there spoiling for a fight. They'd do anything to have one a member of the law enforcement killed. They'd do anything. That's what they want. And that's what we're, what's these... God bless them. The guard, folks, the North Dakota Highway Patrol, the sheriff, the police, folks from all across the country are protecting against right now. And I agree with you. That's what they have on the front page of the paper. You've got to be kidding me. Here's what I'd tell you. This is the kindest way I can say it about the Bismarck Tribune. I don't know any other way to say it. It's a liberal rag, okay? I'm just going to say what it is. I'm tired of reading it. I'm tired of seeing it. It's a liberal rag. When you send a woman by the name of Lauren Donovan, who may be a very nice woman. I don't know the woman at all. Been in the room with her one time that I know of at a press conference. I don't know her. Okay? But she's a hopeless liberal. I mean a hopeless liberal. She just is a, you know, the kind of person that everything is somebody else's fault and, you know, so she had a sister who protested down at the site. And the Bismarck Tribune, their thinking is to send her down there to cover, like she's going to be able to cover it fairly when she has sympathies for, you know, her sister and others in the cause. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. So it's a liberal rag. And there's other reporters, too. The vast majority of it's a liberal rag. It absolutely has become an embarrassment. There, I said it. I tried to be kind, but I kind of wasn't, Mike. But I hear you and your voice, and I think about... you know, your service and what you're seeing in that paper being ticked, it makes me tick, too. So, sorry I was ticked, but I think you're exactly right, and I appreciate the call. Dig into some things that are actually news, for crying out loud. Great call, Mike. Call again. Thank you. Rocky and Tioga, give me your best minute. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Rocky? Rocky's not there.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Now I can, but you're cutting out a little bit there. Go ahead. Now you can give me your best 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. You mentioned two things that were very, very important to me. You said that you really wanted to peel back the onion on this whole thing, and I would just like to remind you that the first time that we got to hear from Mr. Obama, President Obama, about what he thought about the pipeline was that he hadn't heard about it. And I'll bet if you look back through it that this was an ambush style from the beginning, that if Hillary had gotten in, this pipeline would have never been put in or delayed for years. And if you could find whenever he first started
doing things with the sister of Archibald, I think you'll find out that they had this plan from the beginning. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm not sure it was planned from the beginning. I think, I don't know. I really don't know. I just know they were a useful pawn with Earth Justice and others coming in and inviting people from all over. And whether they did the planning or others did, it was planned for sure. Appreciate the call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Why not? Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.